Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer for Trust by Ron Moore. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. On one hand, we know that God's promises are true. On the other hand, we know that our challenges are real. Sometimes it's so hard to see how these two things can work together. That's what the psalmist was struggling with in this portion of his writing. God had promised that King David's line would last as long as the heavens endure. God said, "I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail." However, here it seemed that God had rejected and renounced the promise. Enemies had come and reduced his strongholds to ruins. How could God's promised faithfulness to his people be possible when it seemed that God had not supported them when they needed him most? This apparent conflict is something we still struggle with today. When illness strikes, discouragement hits, the unwanted divorce occurs, the job goes away, we have to make a move. Again. We wonder if God has not supported us in our battles. Let's be honest. Some days it may feel like that, but God never leaves us. He is always at work behind the scenes, weaving a beautiful masterpiece. Someday it will all make sense. Today we continue to trust in the midst of our questions. Someday it will all make sense. Today we continue to trust in the midst of our questions. Father, sometimes it does feel that you have left us in the battle. We know that you are with us, but so are our feelings of aloneness. The enemy seems to be taking ground. Our crying out to you seems to go unanswered. We know you are at work, but help us trust you in the midst of our questions. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.